Blog Talk Radio.
George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Samuel Adams, First Chief Justice John Jay. Names synonymous with the spirit of our country, founding fathers of the USA. Over 200 years ago, they shook off the chains of tyranny from Great Britain by divine call. Citing 27 biblical violations, they wrote the Declaration of Independence with liberty and justice for all. But something happened since Jefferson called the Bible the cornerstone for American liberty, then put it in our schools as a light. Or since "Give me liberty or give me death," Patrick Henry said, our country was founded on the gospel of Jesus Christ. We eliminated God from the equation of American life, thus eliminating the reason this nation first began. From beyond the grave, I hear the voices of our founding fathers plead, you need God in America again. Of the 55 men who formed the Constitution, 52 were active members of their church. Founding fathers like Noah Webster, who wrote the first dictionary, could literally quote the Bible chapter and verse. James Madison said, we've staked our future in our ability to follow the Ten Commandments with all our heart. These men believed you couldn't even call yourself an American if you subvert the Word of God. In his farewell address, Washington said, you can't have national morality apart from religious principle, and it's true. Because right now we have nearly 150,000 kids carrying guns to these war zones we call public schools. In the 40s and 50s, student problems were chewing gum and talking. In the 90s, rape and murder are the trend. The only way this nation can even hope to last this decade is put God in America again.
The only hope for America is Jesus. The only hope for our country is Him. If we repent of our ways.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
That's right. You're either with us, or you're with the terrorists. That's right. That's what George Bush said. The worst president we have ever had until now, Obama. So those of you who love Bush, He was bad, but not as bad as Obama. We got to admit that. My name's Joseph Gibson. We're on Blog Talk Radio tonight. July 29th, the year 2015. How's everybody doing tonight? I hope you're doing pretty good. Like I said, my name's Joseph Gibson. We're live on Blog Talk Radio. Nothing's pre-recorded. I don't pre-record shows. I don't censor calls. I don't screen calls. So when you have a question and you call in, I don't put you in the screen room and ask you what do you want to say first. I just put you live on the air because that's what it's all about. It's not up to me to censor your First Amendment right. Everyone does that, actually. Like I said, I went around on the internet a couple weeks ago on internet talk radio shows. Most of them talked about nothing. Nothing that had any relevance whatsoever. I actually thought some of them were a little whacked in the head the way they were talking. But anyway, that's their choice. That's their program. But I called in to a couple shows, and when I pressed one, they put me on hold for like 15 minutes, took a commercial, and then the guy came over to the air, and he says, privately, and he says, what do you want to ask? What's on your mind? I said, well, I wanted to ask the person you were speaking to. And he says, well, what do you need to do? What do you want to ask? I need to know before I put you on the air. I just can't put you on live. So I had to tell him what I wanted to ask first for him to approve of it. Well, I don't do that. So when you call in, you press 1, and I see the question mark, I put you through live. I mean, now if you start mouthing off or saying something silly, I'll mute you. I mean, I have that control here. I mean, obviously, you know, I don't want to, you know, threaten anyone or offend anyone, but you have a right to your opinions. You have a right to say what you want to say. You know, maybe it's not important to others, but it could be important to you or someone you know. You know, it's not up to me to judge what's important to you. Like I said, this show is for you. This is a platform worldwide. Now, this week we had some good shows. For some reason, my show last night did better than the show the night before. I don't understand why. The ratings, they came out with the ratings today. My show last night, better than the show the night before. And the night before, I had a national guest, a guy on my show that I was interviewing, who's a part of an international group, Veterans Against ISIS, and I interviewed him here on this show live, and he's been on Fox and Friends. He's been on CNBC. He's been on the O'Reilly Factor in primetime. He's been all over the national media, you know, doing interviews. And I got a chance to interview him two nights ago. That show did very well, but last night's show did better. Why? I don't know. I didn't have any guests. But who knows? I don't understand. Maybe one of my callers who called in last night gave me some advice. He says, you know what? People are going to go back and download your show more than they're going to listen live. Because, you know, if you try to hold people to a commitment, and say, hey, my show's on at 8:30, most people will blow you off. But they'll say, I'll go back and listen later on. Or they'll do it before they go to bed tonight. Or they'll do it, you know, before they got to go to work tomorrow. You know, or on the way to work, they'll download this show on their smartphone. So I guess my caller was right, because that's what happened. More downloaded the show last night than they did the night before. Now, we did have a lot of live call-ins two nights ago. And that was a very interesting show, I thought, in my opinion anyway, because it tackles the issues that I like. I mean, this gentleman was for end the Federal Reserve. He, you know, abolished the Federal Reserve. He talked about the military and how Obama does not treat them right. And he talked about his tours. You know, he did a tour in Korea, a tour in Iraq, and a half a tour in Afghanistan. You know, 8.5 years in the military, so he has some experience. And, you know, I asked him a lot of questions, and, you know, it was a good show, I thought. So maybe, but last night, what I did was I used the open mic form, and I just talked about simple issues, and I tackled some issues that bothered me. I called the Rite Aid Pharmacy on Battleground Avenue in Greensboro, North Carolina here, and I was a customer in there last Friday, and they were very rude to me. Because I needed to buy something, and I had to have a Rite Aid card to get the sales price, because all the prices are marked up $2 to $3. Like, for instance, let's just say hypothetically I want to buy a bottle of shampoo. It's $1.99 regular price, but if you have a Rite Aid card, you could get it for 99 cents. Well, obviously, I want to get a Rite Aid card so I could save a dollar, right? Well, anyway, I was purchasing something, and they give me a hard time. You know, they wanted my driver's license. They wanted everything but my DNA. You know, it was crazy. Your phone number. What's your phone number? What's your address? I need to see your driver's license. I need your email address. And I told her, I don't have an email. I don't have a phone. She says, well, you can't get a Rite Aid card. What are you talking about? You're telling me I have to have a phone? What if I don't have a phone? Are you discriminating against me? Oh, no, she says. Well, anyway, we put her on the air live last night, the manager of that store. So go back and listen to it. It's a pretty funny conversation, actually. The manager, she was a shift manager of Rite Aid, and I put her on the spot. And I said, you know, I came in here last week, and I want to know why and what, where, when, and how. And basically, she gave me no answers, and she passed the buck over to a third party, because that's what people do nowadays. They pass the buck because nobody can answer the question. And she gave me the corporate office's phone number. I didn't call the corporate office today because I wouldn't have gotten a hold of anybody. I would have left a message, and they would have left me a message, and back and forth, it would have went. Waste of time. I just wanted to put her on the spot to show my listeners that these corporations, CVS, Rite Aid, Walgreens, Walmart, like I did a few weeks ago, you know what? They don't care about you. So why are you spending your money? Why are you going in there spending your money, what you earned throughout your life, what you worked for during the week? Why are you going there in there and giving these people your money? They don't care about you. Hey, if that's the case, you know what? I don't care about you. Come give me your money. Come on. I'm all for it. I'll even give you a couple minutes of my time, more than what they do for you. You know? Why do people do it? Well, they say, well, they got what we need. You know? Well, that's not true. That's not true at all. There's a lot of small businesses out there still today that will provide for your community. And you need to support your community, your local businesses, your small businesses. You say, well, it's more expensive. Well, you know what? So what? So what? It pays. You're going to get a better, you're going to get good customer service. You're going to get treated like a human being. I think that's more important. So what? You got to spend an extra dollar or two because you're going to the mom and pop shop around the corner to buy your milk, your eggs, or what have you, whatever it is. So what? But you want to go to Walmart because you're going to save 50 cents. But you end up spending more money anyway because, you know, you got to drive farther and they got everything advertising to reel you in to make you spend money on garbage. Because that's basically what they have, garbage. You go to Home Depot, you buy a shovel for $30. You go to plant a tree, I stick it in the ground, it snaps in half. Okay? Garbage. I'm a little sick and tired of that, folks. You know, I'm planting a son with my tree. I'm planting a tree with my son one day, the shovel in the ground, and it breaks in half. Come on. You want to know why? Because I bought it at Home Depot. Garbage. I got my nephew down here for the summer. We're going to build a gate for my driveway. We go to Home Depot to buy the wood because there's no lumber yards around here anymore. They all been sucked up by Home Depot and the other one there, Lowe's. I buy the wood, get it home. After one night sitting in the dew because it got a little moist, it warps. Cheap wood, garbage. If I would have went to the lumber yard and bought wood, I would have got quality. You know, and these are just the simple things that we need to think about today. I know we're all looking for deals. We want to save a dollar. I understand that. Some people are struggling. They got to look for the deals. But you know what? The deals are going to cost everyone, including yourself, one day down the road. The deals are not really deals. Okay? They're going to cost you and everyone else, and they already are. Walmart, Target, Home Depot, these large corporations that are knocking all the small mama and papa shops out of the box. You got the phone company. Look, AT&T, they got monopoly on everything. Here in Reidsville, North Carolina, we got AT&T and Time Warner. That's it. Anyone else? We don't serve your area. So I have to have them if I want internet. I have to have them if I want to watch TV. I have to have them if I want a landline telephone. Only two companies to choose from. 20 years ago, there was seven companies to choose from. Now there's only two. So now they control the market. They will charge you. They will rip you off. They will reel you in. They're going to give you the best deal. They're going to tell everybody, hey, $29.95, sign up with me. And then after 3 months, they whack it. They whack you. You see your internet bill go from $29.95 to $125.95. You call them up, what happened? Oh, that was a promotion. We only gave that to you for 3 months. Read the fine print that you can't read or see in the back of your bill. okay? You want to discontinue service? Okay, well, you won't watch TV. You won't have internet anymore because there's only one other company to choose from, and they're the same price as us. You see what I'm talking about? You see where I'm getting at here on this little comment that I'm making? And we've created this problem amongst ourselves. Hey, listen, I know. I've done it too. I got raked in. I know. I'm not going to lie to you. I got duped. And I know all of you have too. And it sucks. But we need to make a change. Like I told you, I go to Home Depot. I buy garden tools. I stick the shovel in the ground. It snaps in half. It's made in China. Garbage. Plastics. Made out of plastic. Come on, man. Well, you know, what happened? But my grandfather or my great-grandfather, what have you, their garden tools, I still got them. They lasted over 70 years through the weather, the rain. I've left them outside. But you know what? That rake I got that my grandfather left me, that thing is still as strong as ever. You know, I know why. It was made in America over 70 years ago, 50 years ago, what have you. It was quality. It was a quality product. We don't have that anymore today. You got garbage. But you know what, too? People say, you know, you'd walk into Walmart. I'm not going to lie. I walk into Walmart. I walk into Target, these big Lowe's. One of my favorite stores, Home Depot. Hey, got all that merchandise sticking out at you. Brand new, polished up. It looks good. They're ready to reel you in. You got to control yourself. Don't look at those signs. Don't look at the garbage. Walk away. It's not worth it. Hey, listen, I had to go buy some 1.5 screws the other day. So I had to hang something up. I walk in that store, man. They got sale, sale, sale. Free, free, free. Got somebody standing at the door. Hey, free cell phone for you. Hey, free this, free that. Nothing's free. But you see, now I know. I just keep going. I keep walking. I'm not a sucker. They're not going to reel me in. I just keep walking. I'm going to get what I got to get and get the hell out of there. Because there's no place else. We don't have any hardware shops around here anymore. They bought it. They're closed down. They can't survive. Home Depot, Lowe's, they sucked them up. So I got to drive 40 miles into the city now to buy that box of screws I needed. You know, do you understand what I'm talking about tonight? Those of you out there listening, I know you do. Come on. And that wasn't really the topic I wanted to talk about tonight either. It just popped into my mind. You know that? Because we really are being taken advantage of every day. I was speaking to my grandfather, like I told you a couple weeks ago. He has to use AT&T for a phone service. You know, he's had problems and problems. He was telling me the story about the problem he had with them. How rude those people are. How rude and arrogant. But what can he do? What can he do? They got a monopoly on the system. They know. They don't care about you just for the PR. But they don't care about you. So what? They got another sucker waiting to come in the door in a minute. As soon as you walk out, another sucker's walking right in. You know what I'm saying, guys? I got somebody who got a question, so I'm going to go ahead and connect them, okay? Go ahead. You're on the air live. Go ahead.
Hey, this is Joe from Connecticut. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I got a couple comments about what you've been talking about. Your lumber yards. You know, I used to go to Home Depot and buy my lumber only because I forgot about my local lumber yard. And one day I went to Home Depot and I was scrounging through their lumber piles, which they have in a 3-foot-high space that you have to bend down and crawl and pick through boards that are all cracked and warped and who knows God what else. And I got staples stuck in my finger. There's blood all over the place. So I looked around for something. I ripped some cloth off of something. I wrapped up my hand. There's blood dripping all over. And the boards were, I think they were 1x6s, and they were something like $7.64 a piece, 1x6x8s, pine. So I went to my local lumber yard. I can get the same board for $4.24. And since I'm driving a car, you know, they'll deliver it for $10, but they'll deliver anything for $10, one board or 1,000 boards. So I go to my local lumber yard from now on for all my lumber, because you walk in, they know what they're talking about. You don't get somebody who's there part-time. I don't know. Do you have this? Oh, I don't know. Is it on the shelf? You know, what's the difference between this kind of pine and that kind of pine? Nobody knows. So
yeah.
Now I go to my local lumber yards, and while we're talking about Walmart, you know, I hear they supposedly have good food, good produce. I don't know, because I don't go there that often, but everything else, like you say, is made in China. Now, when free cell phones first came out, you know, we got to just to that real quick, especially in Radio Shack. They got cell phones all over the counter, free cell phones. So I walk up, I say, "These are free cell phones?" They say, "Yeah." So I pick it up and start walking out. Oh, whoa, wait, where are you going? You know, come to find out, it's free with a $90, a month contract for 2 years. You know, that's what free is in America. You know, if you give me $1,800, you can have it for free. So those are my comments on that.
Okay, you're 100% correct. You're right, and that's what happened to me. You know, you have somebody standing in the doorway the other day when I walk into the store, and the same exact thing you just said, free. It was the shop vacs. They were on sale, right? But if you sign this application and fill this out and this questionnaire, it's free. That's what it says. But as soon as you fill out that questionnaire, it's only if you've been approved. Okay? You're selected.
Yeah. There you go.
But you've already given them your bank information, your social security number, your address, your telephone number, your driver's license. And so you're screwed now.
I might be able to tell you something else about Home Depot. You know, I don't know what they do now, but they advertise that they got the lowest prices on this and that. And if you find it someplace else, they'll give you X percent back or whatever. Well, what I found at Home Depot, I can't say unequivocally and be certain about everything, but what they have is they have seconds, and no one else sells what they sell. You go buy a box of sheetrock screws, some of the screws won't have any heads on them. They won't have any X's in the heads for the drill bits or whatever. The packaging may be different than you may get in Lowe's or you may get at the lumber yard, and the same holds true for just about everything there. It's different. And they're number one, they're number two grades lumber. You know, it's not the same as a number one or number two somewhere else. So everything is different.
Yeah. And it's just like, you know, when I grew up in the town of Wallingford, Connecticut, where I grew up, there was no Home Depot. There was no Lowe's. You had Grossman's, a tiny little shop with, you know, they had everything you needed, though, a tiny little store. And then if you went out into the country, into Durham, you know, you had the big lumber yards out there. I remember my grandfather taking me there, Hector Rondo. I remember him taking me there, you know, and picking up wood because he was remodeling his basement. So, you know, you don't have that anymore. And that's what the point I'm trying to make is how do we I know everyone could talk about the problems we have, but what do we do to return back to those days? How do we do it? It's hard. I mean, Walmart, Home Depot, all these AT&T, all these places, they got a monopoly on it. How do we break it? What do we do?
Well, I don't think you can do too much. You're right. They have a monopoly on it, and you have to live with it. And, you know, if they go out of business, then there's nothing left. So at this point, we can't afford to get rid of them. And you're right. You're right about this. You're right about the service providers. We have Cox Communications here in Connecticut, and you'll see advertisements everywhere. High speed internet, $19.95 a month. Then why is my bill $59.95 a month plus tax plus everything else? What brings it up into the 70s generally, you know? And if you call them up, oh no, that's for new customers, $19.95 a month. You're stuck paying your $60 a month because you've been with us for 20 years.
Yeah, it's crazy. But the question of it is, like, yeah, but like I said, we know the problems. We could bitch and complain about it. Like I told you, I was talking to my grandfather in Florida. He was telling me about how he's stuck with AT&T. I have AT&T, and I know what he's talking about. They are terrible. They're the worst. But but I have no choice. The only other provider I have is Time Warner. And guess what, guys? Time Warner came to my home to install, I forgot what it was, but they ended up doing about $5,000 worth of damage to my house. I had to take them to court, and I did win, but I didn't only got a fraction of what I had to have done to have repaired, but I did win. But the fact of the matter is, it's only Time Warner and AT&T here, and, you know, I'm stuck. What do I do? And they keep going up and up the bill every month, up, up, up. You know, right now I'm paying $107 a month for my phone and my internet. It's crazy, you know.
And that's what they do. I can't be certain, but what they do is they hire people who they think are qualified to install, and they treat them as subcontractors. So therefore, they're not legally responsible. So that when they do some damage, you really have to, you know, jump through hoops to get any money back. And it's like your call last night. You have to call Walmart, Rite Aid. Who's Rite Aid? That's an entity. All you're going to get is someone on the phone, which is going to pass the buck to somebody else, who's going to pass the buck to somebody else. You know, again, to go back to the pharmaceutical companies, you can't even sue them. If you try, they laugh at you. And that's the way it is in America. It's an entity. You're treated as an individual, the entity is, but it's nobody. Nobody's in charge, and nobody can be sued.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, you're right. And like you said, that was the show last night where I called Rite Aid. And I do that from time to time on this show. And if someone out there wants me to help them out and put, like, for instance, if they are having problems with one of these large corporations, hey, send me after them. I'll go after them for you. You got a problem? I'll call them live on the air. We'll put them on the spot. What can they do? You know, use this platform as a tool to help yourself. You know what? You got a problem with AT&T, TV, blah, 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 this, blah, blah, and whatever. Use me. I'll help you out. That's what I did last night. I put Rite Aid on the spot. Like you said, that person who answered the phone, that manager, that shift manager, looked like a complete fool. I mean, unless you disagree with me, don't you think that she never answered any question I asked? Am I right or wrong?
I don't believe she did, but you know what you should do? What you should do is get a recording device. First of all, you're in North Carolina, and that's a one-party state. You don't have to inform them that you're even recording them, because it's a one-party state. In Connecticut, it's a two-party state where both parties have to know that you're being recorded. But you should do your calls maybe earlier before you start the broadcast, and you'll be able to edit out any parts you don't want, and then just play the recording.
No, yeah, you're right, but I don't want to edit anything. I like to bring the truth to everybody. It's like kind of when she put me on hold. People get pissed off at that. You know what? I want them to see that. I want them to hear the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And that's what these other corporations do. They, you know, these media outlets, what they'll do is they'll interview someone. That's why that other guy the other night that I had on from Veterans Against ISIS, I gave him the floor. He got to say whatever he wanted. But I'll tell you what, when he was on the O'Reilly Factor, he got cut off. Everything he said was edited, you know. I'm going to get, hey, listen, when you come on here, you're live, like I said in the beginning. I'm not going to censor you, say what you got to say, but do you remember the other night we had a caller call in and make some silly comments, and what did I do? I just muted him, you know, and that's what I got to do. I mean, you're going to get your chance, but you start talking out your ass, excuse my language, or outside of your neck, I'm just going to mute you, and that's it, you know? I mean, but I see your point, though, yes, and sometimes these broadcasts are late in the evening and many places are closed and you can't get a hold of anybody. It's just like when I called the VA, I was like within an hour before they closed. But you're right. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't mean to edit out any part of the conversation, but you can edit out maybe the ringing and the dialing and the on-hold wait time, and you can cut it down to say, you know, I've been on hold for now for 3.5 minutes, but, you know, it's actually only going to be 10 seconds here.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying. But I got someone else with another question, so I'll go ahead and put this one on 336-349, okay? There you go. You're on.
Go ahead.
I think this one's on. Hang on. Okay, you're on. Are you on?
Hello?
Yes, okay, I got you. Hello?
Oh, this is Bridget from Reidsville, North Carolina.
One of my supporters.
And,
my very dedicated supporter.
Yes, hopefully there'll be no interruptions tonight like there was the other night. I wanted to say the reason that those big TV shows edit and the reason that you can never get through to them when you call unless you're paid is because they want to control what you say. If they were to let you through, then you might say something that they're not prepared for or something that they have to answer and they're not prepared to answer. So it's all about controlling what you say. They want to edit it out so the angle that they want to work is represented. And if they have somebody that they didn't pay or tell what to say, call, and they let them through, then they got to answer a lot of questions. And then they have somebody
right.
who might say something that they don't want them to say.
No, you're right. Yeah, a lot of them are on delays. They're like a one-minute delay
yeah.
or a two-minute delay or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
So, yes, I understand what you're saying. And tonight, do you have anything else you want to say real quick?
Yeah, I just wanted to say about the small businesses. I mean, it's so hard to support the small businesses because there's really not many left. I mean, I've lived in
yeah.
Reidsville most of my life, and I know that I don't think we even have a local lumber yard. So
yes,
you would have no choice.
We do, but it's way out there. It's about 60, 70 miles away.
Okay.
You're going to spend, you know, but yeah,
yeah
I understand what
sure.
you're saying.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was still open because I know it's hard, you know, to go to a local business, but if people would support the local businesses, you know, a lot of them shut down because they don't get enough support or enough business and they can't stay afloat.
Yeah, no, you're right, you're right.
They have to shut down. But I know this is kind of sort of about small businesses, but I know you heard about the bakery owned by the couple that refused to bake a cake for a gay marriage.
Yes.
They were actually fined $135,000 and almost had to shut down. But some people raised money. I'm not sure who raised it. Not sure if it was just, you know.
It was private donors,
people.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a bakery, and now they can stay
in business.
Yeah, it was a bakery that refused to bake a cake for a gay
yeah.
marriage, yeah. Yeah.
It was basically a small business.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this goes along with what your friend there from the veterans last night. You know, I don't have any problem with their agenda or what they want to do. What I have a problem with is the money that is collected. And I think that any money that is collected, there should be a list so that everyone who donates can see where the money has come from.
Well, there is. If you go to your question is answered right now. I'm going to tell you. If you go to GoFundMe.com, you can see where your money has gone and how much you donated and everyone else who donated at the same time. So that is one of the sites. I don't know about other organizations, but yes, the site that he has up, GoFundMe.com, yes, you can trace where your money has gone and how much they've raised so far.
Well, that's a good thing right there, and I'll check that out as soon as I get an opportunity.
Okay. All right. Well, guys, I told you I wasn't going to keep you long tonight. We went over the 30 minutes. That's okay. I scheduled it for an hour. But anyway, we're going to be heading up to Connecticut soon, and we're going to be going on location. And like I said, hopefully I can put together a good panel up in the state of Connecticut. We can get some people together here and broadcast live up there. We've got a couple things going on where we could probably get a lot of people together at one time, all family. And that would work out good on family night. So I'm hoping it'll work out, but I have a few family members that really support me. Some of them are not in good health, and they do the best they can to email me suggestions and to call in late, like a show tonight was late. And I had to do it. I'm sorry. I got a lot of things to do. But they support me a lot, and they give me a lot of suggestions, and I take their suggestions. That's why we're going to break it up a little bit, and we're going to have a set schedule in the upcoming weeks where I'm going to email it to all my supporters, and I'm going to announce it on the air, so it's archived. We're going to stick to those hours, and we're going to break it up. One show will be early in the morning. Another two shows will be in the afternoon, and then we'll do some primetime shows. Because I want everyone to try to contribute. Because like other callers have said, hey, people got to work, they got things to do, and they're tired, they're old, or what have you. And it seems like the older generation really supports me. And I kind of knew that when I first started this out, because the younger generation, no disrespect to some that are listening now, it ain't worth a damn. I'm sorry. And if you want to call in and dispute me on that, go right ahead right now. But I bet you won't. Because you know what? You got no loyalty, you got no respect, and you got no fortitude. You have no gumption. You know what? When you say you're going to do something for somebody, do it. When you say you're going to be there, be there. Don't make excuses. Because you know what? Us that are here today that are older, who have learned a little bit, and I'm not old, but I'm getting up there. And those who are older than I, the next generation, I know there's several of them listening, and they support me. And you know what? They're here even when they're sick and tired, trying to listen and support this show. So those of you who are young, you should be ashamed of yourself, especially the ones that are in my family. Now, I know there's several on the line tonight that are not relatives to I don't know who you are. I've asked you and sent you messages, but you say you just want to listen. That's fine. You know, like I said, I'm not trying to insult you, but I know if I paid people to come on here, they would do it. But I'm not going to do that. I'm sorry. Because you know what? I want this show to be real. I'm not Fox News. I'm not going to entertain you. I'm going to tell you the facts. Just like my uncle said a few nights ago during one of the broadcasts, this show is going to be something in the future where someone can come here and ask a question and we can help them, or we can give them advice, or they can come on the air and offer something. So those of you who are younger, who don't come on and support when I ask you, especially the individuals who I know personally, shame on you. Because you're only hurting yourself, because I'm just trying to help you, you know? But anyway, so like I said, I'm not going to keep you any much longer, but we're going to be on tomorrow night. I'm just letting you know right now, those of you listening, tomorrow evening there's no show. No show at all. I'm sorry. Take the night off and relax. You don't have to pick up the phone and call this number tomorrow night or log on the internet. You get a night off. But Friday, it's 50-50 right now. I'm not sure where I'll be or what I'm doing. But I'm going to let you know right now. Saturday evening, 8:30. Now, I'll book it for 8 o'clock. How's that? 8 o'clock Saturday night. And Sunday, let's do 9 p.m. Okay, how about that? If I get some emails that don't agree with that, go ahead and let me know. But let's do a Saturday and Sunday show, and then we'll take off Monday again. And then we'll do a Tuesday midday show. How's that? You know, those of you who are supporting me right now, I got 15 people on the line who I know are supporters of this show. So if you got a suggestion, let me know. But this weekend, let's do two primetime shows. I still have 45 days left to pick any slot I want. Okay? And the ratings have been pretty good. Pretty darn good. Like I said last night, man, Man, the archive, the downloads were crazy. I don't understand it. And it shows I had like over 60 live call-ins, even though I can only handle 50. So I guess what happens is people who hang up, then they take that spot. And then, you know, it counts as a call-in. So we did really good last night, guys. So thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. And I'm impressed. And then the night before, like I said, that was when I had that guest. And I'm going to book more guests in the future. We're going to go out, like I said, and I'm going to be, you know, getting people on here to talk about issues. Because, like I said, as we become more popular and they see the ratings of this show jump, they're going to want to come on here. Because they know what they have to say is going to get out and going to be heard. And that's why I say, the people who support this show from the very beginning, I'll never forget you. you get priority over everyone, no matter what, for the lifetime of this show. Those who were with me from day one, you are first. Don't ever forget that. Because I'm not like everyone else. I'm not a sellout. I'm not going to sell out for a $20 bill, okay, or a $50 bill or a $100 bill. I don't care. Those who supported me from the beginning, you come first. So you may have a problem in the future where you say, hey, Joe, can you announce this tonight? Can you get me on tonight? I got something I want to talk about. You never know. You're first. I don't care. I'll put you on. So remember that. Comes in handy. Like I said, the other night, 2,957 hits on that show. That's a lot of people listening to what you have to say. That's a lot of people. And that's only one day. I haven't looked at the whole week yet, so that's pretty darn good. But anyway, guys, thank you. So don't get nervous, though. Don't get nervous because a lot of people are listening now. Don't back out. But anyway, hey, listen, thank you for your support. Like I said, we're going to be on location. Tomorrow night, no show. Okay? So remember that. Don't get confused, guys. Have a good night. Be safe and be healthy. Good night.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Controls the future. Who controls the present, controls the past.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat Al-Qaeda.
All you gotta do is start looking around, start thinking for yourself, start investigating things, and you will see it all right there. So you have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you've got one.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
As for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
I feel like this all the time, trying to politically awaken people that they're being lied to, that there's an agenda. It's not left or right. It's, hey, there's mind control going on. The signals broadcast 24 hours a day through all this media. Just become aware of it, and they'll say, there's nothing going on. And I want to say, put on these glasses or start chewing concrete.
They have taken the hearts and minds of our leaders. They have recruited the rich and the powerful. And they have blinded us to the truth.
The question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight.
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
An estimated 50 to 70 million Americans suffer from a sleep disorder or sleep deprivation.
Outside the limit of our sight, feeding off us, perched on top of us from birth to death, are our owners.
latest census numbers prove the United States has the biggest gap between rich and poor compared to all westernized countries today.
Our projections show that by the year 2025, not only America, but the entire planet will be under the protection and the dominion of this power alliance. The gains have been substantial, both for ourselves and for you, the human power elite.
And for the first time in all of human history, mankind is politically awakened. That's a total new reality.
I've got one that can see.
We can't be the only ones who can see.
Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's got at the root of all our problems.
It's a new morning in America. Fresh.
Finest people, where is thy salute?
For presenting yourselves on this battlefield.
I give you thanks.
This is our army. To join it, you give homage.
I give homage to Scotland. And if this is your army, why does it go?
We didn't come here to fight for them.
Oh, the English are too many.
I am William Wallace.
William Wallace is 7 feet tall.
Yes, I've heard. Killed men by the hundreds. And if he were here, he'd consume the English with fireballs from his eyes and bolts of lightning from his arms. I am William Wallace.
William Wallace.
And I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You've come to fight as free men. And free men you are. What will you do with that freedom? Will you fight?
Fight against that? No! We will run! And we will live.
Aye. Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your bed, many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the day from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
I feel like this all the time, trying to politically awaken people that they're being lied to, that there's an agenda. It's not left or right. It's, hey, there's mind control going on. The signal's broadcast 24 hours a day through all this media. Just become aware of it, and they'll say, there's nothing going on. And I want to say, put on these glasses or start chewing concrete.
They have taken the hearts and minds of our leaders. They have recruited the rich and the powerful, and they have blinded us to the truth.
The question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight.
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
An estimated 50 to 70 million Americans suffer from a sleep disorder or sleep deprivation.
Outside the limit of our sight, feeding off us, perched on top of us from birth to death, are our owners.
Latest census numbers prove the United States has the biggest gap between rich and poor compared to all westernized countries today.
Our projections show that by the year 2025, not only America, but the entire planet will be under the protection and the dominion of this power alliance. The gains have been substantial, both for ourselves and for you.
Hey, thank you, everyone, for listening tonight. It was a pretty good show. And I hope you obtain some sort of information that will help you later on in life or tomorrow or what have you. And you know what? We need everyone to call in and participate and share and take part. You know what? I'm giving everyone a chance here on my dollar and my dime to share what you want and what's on your mind. This isn't a joke. This isn't a game. So go ahead. We live in troubled times. We live in the end of days. God bless each and every one of you. I hope you tune in for the next show. Follow me on Facebook, blogtalkradio.com/Joseph Gibson.
councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Hey guys, thank you very much. Like I said, thank you for a great show tonight. My name is Joseph Gibson. You want to know more about me? You want to know what I know and why I am what I am? Pick up a copy of my book, Behind the Walls, by Joel Hodnett. Behind the Walls by Joel Hodnett. You can pick it up on Kindle or Amazon.com. Behind the Walls by Joel Hodnett. You'll understand why I know what I know. Pick up a copy of it. And go ahead and follow me on Facebook. And understand when the next show is coming, because you know what? You can take part. Radio.com/Joseph Gibson. Until then, good night. God bless each and every one of you.